I was wrong. It's not a rescue ship, said the doctor. It's a tour boat.
What? Holiday makers? But there are people out there who need help. Right, enough of this nonsense. Oi, you lot! What's going on?
As Donna marched towards the odd crowd, the tourists reacted with shock. A tall woman, wearing an ornate feathered headdress, looked aghast.
Who are you? This is supposed to be a private tour.
Put a sock in it, Pocahontas. We're here to help people in trouble.
The woman bristled.
How dare you? I'm Mistress Quilleen of the Orkite Guild and...
Whatever! Didn't you hear the distress calls?
The doctor held out the sonic screwdriver and turned on the spot. 693 signals, to be precise, he said.
None of them are alive,
scoffed Frims, the amphibious tour leader.
How do you know?
Frims looked at Donna as if talking to a fool.
Because this is Death's deal.
Funny name, isn't it? Said the doctor. What exactly is the deal?
The deal is you die quickly. Crash here and nobody rescues you. You don't live long enough. This is the deadliest planet in the galaxy.
Frims nodded towards the TARDIS.
I suggest you leave in your capsule as soon as possible.
Donna noticed that she had to keep shifting her feet to stay balanced on the uneven shingle. Even so, there didn't appear to be any immediate danger. She saw that Mistress Quilleen had moved away and was probing the ground with a small handheld device.
How come you're happy to set down? Asked the doctor of Frims. I know it's the 49th century and everyone's off exploring the great unknown, but you don't look like the adventurous type. No offence.
Frims tried to muster some dignity.
Some thrill seekers will pay a small fortune to boast that they've walked on this planet. Plus, I know all the relatively safe spots.
Safe from what, exactly? There's life all over this planet. It's teeming.
Trust me, sir,
said Frims.
You don't want to meet any of it.
Donna watched Quilleen remove the probe from the ground and point it skyward, but was distracted by having to shift her footing again. The shingle continued to move beneath her, and now Donna was aware of a vibration. The ground was shaking, causing everyone to check their balance. Concern blossomed on Frim's face. The amphibian turned to his passengers and screamed,
Get back to the ship!
Immediately, the doctor grabbed Donna's hand and hauled her towards the TARDIS. The blue box was only a few strides away when the ground exploded, sending sand and grit flying through the air. The doctor and Donna used their arms to shield themselves from the